The Burlington school budget failed during the first ballot on town meeting day in March. With a revote on a revised and expanded budget approaching, some of the school board commissioners and a city councilor are criticizing city officials for not automatically sending absentee ballots to voters who receive them for the town meeting day vote. School Board Commissioner Scott Shumsky is among those calling on Mayor Murrah Weinberger to follow the lead of other Vermont towns that faced reconsideration of their school budgets and automatically resent absentee ballots.
Barrie City Clerk Carol Dawes stated, "It has been standard practice to resend the absentee ballot since former State Director of Elections Kathy DeWolf made the recommendation as the safest legal course of action. Based on her belief, a budget revote is essentially a continuation of the original election, and therefore those people are entitled to automatically be sent a new ballot. And we are asking the mayor to overturn his decision, which will most certainly disenfranchise voters of Burlington, reduce voter turnout, and minimize the validity of the June 3rd election. This is something that we want Burlington to put into a tradition and practice going forward, not just for this election."
Shumsky presented data showing that 1,539 absentee ballots were counted in Burlington's town meeting day balloting. He added that 400 had been returned 2 weeks prior to town meeting day. But 2 weeks before this special election, the rate of return is currently half that, with only 229 returned. Ward 4 City Councilor Dave Hartnett says his ward tends to have the greatest number of absentee ballots.
"Any time that we have a second vote, certainly I would hope that we would follow the practice as other towns and cities do around the state of Vermont and automatically mail out the absentee ballots to the people that request them in the first election. It's not about the school budget for me. It's about getting everybody involved and an opportunity to participate in a town meeting day. And essentially, that's what June 3rd is. It's a town meeting day."
School Board Commissioner Keith Pillsbury noted he had voted by absentee ballot while in the military, and he too wants the mayor to mail the absentees.
"For me, it's really the principle that everyone should have the right to vote on the school budget. The schools belong to everyone. And if they've requested one once, then this is sort of a revote on the same issue."
Mayor Weinberger says the city is operating under the guidance of the city attorney and elections officials in finding that the June 3rd school budget vote is a new election, and therefore the absentee ballots will not be reissued to town meeting day recipients.
"The city attorney feels strongly this is a new election, and under the rules of a new election, you have to request a ballot to vote in that election. She came to that opinion after talking with the Secretary of State's office and also after looking at precedent in Burlington and on past similar situations. We're following the practice that has been followed in the past."
Councillor Hartnett clarified that he wants the city to have a policy in place to deal with town meeting day revotes in general.
"You're not talking about something that happens very often. I can't tell you when the last time the voters have gone back to the polls after town meeting day in March. It doesn't happen very often. If there's a town meeting day and we have a runoff election, a city council race, a mayor's race, or a defeat in a budget, then the people that participated in the town meeting day vote should have the same opportunity to reconsider their vote. To me, it really has nothing to do with the school budget. Okay, it just happens to be what we're voting on."
Several towns in Vermont facing town meeting day revotes automatically sent absentee ballots to voters, including Barrie City, Richmond, Jericho, and Underhill. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.